Music, theater, ballet, and so much more all up and down Colorado's Front Range. Guitar virtuoso Trace Bundy celebrates his CD Elephant King with a concert tonight at Everyday Joe's Coffee House in Fort Collins. Trinity Damask is back at the Cannon Mine in Old Town Lafayette tonight for a 7:30 show with Steve Gilbert. Hear the wonderful Voice of the Wood Cello Quartet in performance tonight at 7:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Boulder. Canyon Concert Ballet brings Sleeping Beauty to the Lincoln Center this weekend. See this timeless tale of a sleeping princess, a handsome prince, and the triumph of good over evil, set to Tchaikovsky's soaring music in 7 o'clock performances and 2 o'clock matinees. Fort Collins Open Stage Theater's The Ladies' Man closes tomorrow night, and Bob Blue's production of Rabbit Hole closes on May 6th. Great cowboy singer-songwriter Brent Hill celebrates our rich Western and ranching heritage in a 7:30 show tonight at the Livermore Community Hall on Red Feather Lakes Road. Todd Snyder, along with the Haunted Wind Chimes, have an 8 o'clock show at Denver's L2 Arts and Culture Center tonight. Hear the Matt Flinder Trio at Chautauqua Community House in Boulder tomorrow night. That starts at 8. Tomorrow night, it's Grubsteak as they bring their delight to Swallow Hill. That starts at 8 as well.
Would you like to play the guitar? Carry money home in a jar from a coffee house or a bar? Or would you rather get a job?
And a delicious event. Opera Fort Collins presents Afternoon Tea with a Diva on Sunday, featuring a full British afternoon tea to be served prior to the performance of Lee Hoiby's whimsical mini-opera, Bon Appetit, a transcription of Julia Child's The French Chef set to music. Not only will this delightful afternoon be entertaining and yummy, but it's also a fundraiser for Opera Fort Collins. The festivities start at 2 o'clock. The Longmont Museum has two great exhibits that are closing on Sunday. The History of the Girl Scouts, in celebration of the centennial of the organization. Now, this is your last chance to see historic uniforms, badges, pins, and photographs, all telling the story of the Girl Scouts. And the museum's exhibit of the Fiber Celebration 2012 by the Northern Colorado Weavers Guild closes on Sunday as well. From elegant wearables to baskets, lace, and wall hangings, this juried exhibit features the finest in contemporary fiber art. Some upcoming events include Pro Musica performs The Woman's Story, highlighting women in music as their season finale. That's coming up next Saturday. And Swallow Hill's Ukefest is on the horizon, celebrating the instrument of the people for 3 days of concerts and workshops, May 17th through the 19th. Reed Fail is going to be joining Todd Snyder at the Boulder Theater. Pete Wernick and Flexigrass are going to be playing at Nisi's in Lafayette on May 9th. And the annual Chocolate Festival comes Mother's Day weekend at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Chocolate candy, chocolate fountains, cakes, truffles, cookies, oh, so much more. For more information on these and other events, please visit our website and enjoy this glorious time of spring. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.